The full-time whistle has just gone. Match referee Oliver Moore bringing an end to an enthralling contest here at Finn Park, Marty. This first division match has ended all square. Harps 1, Longford Town 1. Remember, Harps down to 10 men. They were 1-0 down. Kevin Jordan sent off on 66 minutes. But after that, they threw everything at the opposition. We had the 12 minutes of injury time at the end of this contest. And it was in that injury time that Harps drew level on 95 minutes through substitute Joel Bradley Walsh, and even after that they had chances to win the game. Gavin McAteer in first time effort inside the box, 8 minutes into injury time, saved at his near post by Harry Halifax. But an even bigger moment, 2 minutes later, 10 minutes into injury time, Darren McGuinness and Lombotto, another one of the Harps subs, working an opening inside the box. Darren McGuinness volley towards goal. It was heading into the bottom corner, but somehow Harry Halifax, the Longford Town goalkeeper, diving to his left hand side, producing another brilliant save to deny what would have been the winner. Remember earlier in the game, he saved from Aaron McLaughlin as well. That equalising goal from Joel Bradley Walsh prompting great celebrations among the home supporters, because they really, really appreciated the efforts of the 10 men of Harps, and the Harps players coming across to applaud the fans on this near side. And credit to Longford Town as well, they played their part in a hugely enjoyable game. Remember, they were in front after 25 minutes through Aaron Dorn's free kick. The Longford Town players have got over to the far side, Marty, to applaud the visiting supporters who made the journey up here tonight, around about 30 or 40 Longford Town fans over on the far side. It's finished all square. It's been a great, great game, really enjoyable, particularly in the second half, and Harps will feel they deserve to take something from this one on a night when Kevin McHugh made his managerial bow. Although in saying that, he had no part to play in terms of his sideline presence, because he was serving a touchline ban tonight. He's been banned for 5 matches. This tonight's match, the third of those 5 matches that he is suspended for. Elsewhere in the First Division, Bray Wanderers won at Athlone Town. Cove Ramblers lost at home to Wexford. The visitors winning there by 3-1. The leaders in the First Division, Dundalk, have won again. They won 1-0 at UCD. And Treaty beat Kerry by 3-0. In the Premier Division, the leaders tonight are Drogheda United, because they have beaten Waterford by 2-0. Derry City coming from behind against Cork City to win by 2-1. And Shamrock Rovers winning away at Galway United by 1-0. So that brings an end to what's been a busy night of action in the League of Ireland, and a hugely enjoyable match here at Finn Park in Balbuffet, Marty, where it's finished all square. Finn Harps 1, Longford Town 1.